Okay, moving on to our fishery management plan status of ongoing plans. Corin, are you ready?
Yep, I just need to get my stuff up and going.
All right, no problem.
Okay, I'm all set.
All right,
Mr.
looking
Chairman. For those of you listening, my name is Corin Flora. I am the Fisheries Management Plan Coordinator for the division. Today, I am giving an overview of the fisheries management plans currently under review. There is a corresponding memo in your briefing materials. Of the ongoing plan, the Commission will have action today regarding Southern Flounder and the Estuarine Striped Bass Plan. The overview of the fisheries management plans currently under review include Southern Flounder, Shrimp, Estuarine Striped Bass, Spotted Sea Trout, Striped Mullet, and our interjurisdictional fisheries plan. Currently, we are managing Southern Flounder under Amendment 2, which implemented short-term management measures. We are moving towards Amendment 3, which addresses comprehensive long-term management strategies to address the overfished and overfishing status of our stock. The In October of 2020, the Southern Flounder FMP workshops were held. This workshop included a plan development team and the Southern Flounder FMP Advisory Committee. The Advisory Committee members reviewed the initial draft plan, gave input to the division. And this led the lead to provide a summary of Amendment 3 progress at your November 2020 business meeting. At that time, the MFC passed a motion requesting analysis of varying allocations for commercial and recreational fisheries. Later today, staff will give a presentation to you on this analysis. Division staff continue to develop Amendment 2 to the Shrimp Fisheries Management Plan. The goal adopted by the MFC in February of 2020 is to manage the shrimp fishery to provide adequate resource protection, optimize long-term harvest, and minimize ecosystem impacts. The shrimp FMP workshop will be held in early March. Lead staff will provide an overview of progress later in this meeting. Normally, you wouldn't hear from staff until after the workshop has been completed. However, we recognize that there was a lengthy gap between the MFC passing goal and objectives for an FMP, which you did for shrimp in February of 2020, and seeing the first draft of the plan, which is available after input from workshop, is used to update that draft plan. With this in mind, we'd like to initiate a dialogue now while we're building this FMP and continue this with other species. With today's update, we encourage feedback on the issues which have been identified to address the goal and objectives of the shrimp FMP. during the presentation that the leads will give you later today. Estuarine striped bass is our jointly managed FMP with the Wildlife Resources Commission, which covers more than one stock of striped bass. As part of adaptive management of Amendment 1, based on the Albemarle Roanoke stock assessment, the division implemented the 2020 revision to the estuarine striped bass FMP harvest reductions in coastal waters by proclamation, which went into effect January 1. The Wildlife Resources Commission issued a proclamation on January 14th, setting the 2021 harvest for the RRMA. Meanwhile, the division and WRC staff continue to develop Amendment 2 to the Fisheries Management Plan. The primary management strategy for Amendment 2 is long-term sustainable harvest in the estuarine striped bass fishery. A public scoping period was held in November, from November 2nd through November 15th of 2020. This included two public meetings by webinar to solicit public comments on potential management strategies to possibly explore during Amendment 2. Lead staff later today will give an overview of results from this scoping period and will request that commissioners address any additional management strategies to be considered during the development of the plan. As an action item during the striped bass update, staff will ask you to consider approval of the draft goal and objectives for Amendment 2. A benchmark stock assessment for spotted sea trout is continuing, coinciding with the scheduled spotted sea trout FMP review. The 2014 stock assessment indicated that the stock is not overfished and overfishing is not occurring. The spotted sea trout FMP plan development team has incorporated data through February of 2020 to ensure that the stock assessment is reflective of recent fishing activities. The benchmark stock assessment will be completed in late 2021 or early 2022. A benchmark stock assessment for striped mullet has also begun, coinciding with the scheduled striped mullet FMP review. The 2017 stock assessment update indicated that the stock was not experiencing overfishing. Due to a poor relationship between the spawning stock biomass and the juvenile abundance, overfishing or overfished status was not able to be determined at that time. The striped mullet FMP plan development team is currently focused on identifying available data sources for the stock assessment. The assessment is set for completion in 2022. And finally, we have our interjurisdictional fisheries FMP, which is under review. This plan is different from our other state FMPs, as it focuses on adopting management, which has already been approved by the federal councils or ASMSC, Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. This plan avoids staff duplicating effort for existing finfish management appropriate to North Carolina. The plan was last updated in 2015. As part of the current update, the FMP working group will be discussing incorporating a process into the plan which addresses a mechanism for retiring state plans currently covered by interjurisdictional fisheries FMPs in order to reduce this duplication of effort. I would like to finish my presentation with where plans stand in the overall FMP process. Again, the interjurisdictional plan is different from other state FMPs and does not follow this exact progress, as it is more of a policy-driven plan. The spotted sea trout and striped mullet are not listed, as they are still in the stock assessment phase of their updates. Once the stock assessments are complete, these plans will begin to follow the steps shown here. Striped bass, again, will be asking for input today on strategies as well as approving the goal and objectives for Amendment 2. After this step, staff will use input from the Commission and the public to inform developing the first draft of the plan. Shrimp will be presenting to you today a high-level overview of the draft FMP issues, and we'll be working with the FMP Advisory Committee during workshops in March to further develop a draft plan. Southern Flounder has completed their workshop, and staff has a draft plan. After their presentation on allocations today, the process will follow the steps you're familiar with to move towards implementation. And with that, I can take any questions you may have. Also, if you have questions outside of this meeting on the FMP process, my information is here. Feel free to contact me at any time.
Great. Thank you for your presentation. Any questions from anybody?
Tom, quick question.
Yes, Tom.
Hey, Corin. I don't know if this is the time for this question, but do you know the terminal years of the upcoming speckled sea trout and striped mullet stock assessments?
So the spotted sea trout assessment, their terminal year will be, I believe, February of 2021. They are currently working on the data for that. It's preliminary now, so as the plan goes along, they'll be updating that. But they're trying to get as up-to-date as possible on that. And the striped mullet plan, I believe, has a 2020 data end date.
Okay.
Thank you, Bryce.
Any other questions? Great. Corin, thank you for your presentation. Very good job.
Thank you.